Only about 8% of registered nurses in the U.S. are Black. The number has been growing, but it's still low, given that Black people make up about 14% of the country's population. An initiative aimed at Black and brown school children is designed to spark interest in the profession. WHYY's Nicole Leonard visits the program at a school in Philly.
If you want to cover scientific modeling and medical research with a group of elementary school kids, step one is learning the lingo.
Who knows what this word is? Quantitative? Close. So this is qualitative?
So let's get our papers out.
Angel McCullough is teaching a dozen students in a classroom at the George Meade School in North Philadelphia. It's part of an 8-week after-school program called the Mini Nurse Academy. Local nurses like McCullough volunteer their time to teach kids about the history of nursing, the inner workings of a hospital, and their day-to-day jobs. The kids learn how to take a person's blood pressure and listen for heartbeats. They even practice a little CPR.
They got a big kick out of saving a life. That was like the biggest thing. They remember that. They took it home to their families.
Lisa Simpson is a school nurse. She helps run the after-hours program.
The parents actually said something about it to me afterwards because they were so excited. You know, they learned something they could actually, you know, dig their teeth into and go home with.
Halfway through the lesson, the kids get to work on a project. They're building model hearts and lungs, made with water bottles, red food coloring, and balloons.
And this is when the blood is not oxygenated, and when it is.
The nurse instructors explain the heart functions as the kids begin to pump out fake blood.
That is so cool! Yay!
The Mini Nurse Academy was created by the National Black Nurses Association and designed for students in predominantly Black and brown neighborhoods. The program doesn't guarantee that kids will go into nursing when they grow up, though that would be ideal, says Monica Harmon. She's the chapter president of the Southeastern Pennsylvania Area Black Nurses Association.
Studies have shown that if we have more diverse individuals in the healthcare workforce, then we will have better health outcomes for the population.
Harmon says more importantly, the program gets kids thinking about their futures.
We want to be able to get children on track because there's so many distractions from the neighborhoods, families. You know, some of the children may not come from families that, you know, went to college, graduated. So we want to plant that seed.
At the end of the lesson, 9-year-old Skyla packs up her notebook and grabs some extra balloons to take home for fun. She's in the third grade, and she has a pretty good idea of what nurses do.
They help people stay, like, alive. They check their blood pressure. They check their heart. They give them needles to make sure they're okay and a lot of stuff. Yes.
Skyla will be among the school's first cohort of Academy graduates this month. The Mini Nurse Academy creators say they ultimately want to offer college scholarships to Academy graduates who one day choose to study nursing. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.